This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
Thanks again to Brandon Tierney for joining us here on The Hoffman Show. Streaming live always on the free Odyssey app, streaming live on YouTube at the Team 980. And that is particularly relevant for this particular segment. You going to hit the intro, Anthony? Is the intro going to work that you definitely hit because you're good at your job, Anthony? That seems like less of a sure thing. Was that you or was that the computer?
No, it's the computer though.
Okay.
Dude, I'm gonna go to the other.
Dude, okay. Computer number two. Are you ready to go?
Boom. Oh, this one takes a little longer.
Oh, gracious.
I know.
Just a well-oiled machine. Well-oiled machine over here.
And here we go.
We tried to warn them. They didn't listen.
Yeah!
Every week, the Hoffman Show goes into the belly of the beast.
We read those comments, baby!
Never read the comments.
So every single day, we chop up this here three-hour radio show into pieces, and then we put it on the internet for all of you to beat up on. And typically, that's what happens, right? We got people, Craig, why'd you say this? I hate this point. You suck on this. And it's really, really good for morale. But we understand it's part of the game. So we have some fun with it and we read the comments and yada, yada, yada. This week was a little different, Anthony. This week, people liked me. People really enjoyed the pettiness that I showed towards Bears fans. And so I'm gonna try to make this substantive because we've been talking a lot about the trade deadline today. And as we put the Commanders in the prime contenders tier, there's been some replies to that video that I think jive well with kind of our topic of the day. So come for the substance. We're gonna make you wait for the dessert today of people either encouraging me to dunk on Bears fans or dunking on Bears fans themselves. But we are gonna start with the first in a moose boosh, as always. Just a little something to wet the palate. And then I do want to talk about some of these trade comments. But to start, Anthony, this was hilarious. At Pam Harris, 8397 says, "Stay focused, Craig. The Hail Mary was the..." And that's the end of her comment. Stay focused. Pam. On what? You didn't stay focused long enough to finish your comment.
Yeah.
Oh, no! What did Pam want me to stay focused on? I guess we'll never know, Anthony.
I guess we'll never truly know. Was she trying to make fun of you always saying you have ADD sometimes?
I don't know. I mean, I do. It's clinical. It's fine. I'm not offended by it. It doesn't make me worse of a person. It doesn't make me worse at paying attention, but it's not worse as a person. So I don't know. Pam, if you ever want to finish your comment, just, you know, reply to the threat. All right, let's get into the trade deadline. In some comments, we did put the Commanders in our tier rankings in the prime contenders category. We feel like they've earned it. And at this point, considering both their strength and the relative strength of the NFC, where we took every other NFC team out because none of them deserved to be there, the Commanders are the 2 seed in the NFC, so argue with me on that. I think that they deserve to be up there. That doesn't mean they can't be improved, though. And that's where a lot of the comments on this this video slash this segment went to, Anthony. Robert Payne-03U says, I think for the trade deadline, we're good on pass rushers. We need a number one corner and another wide receiver to bolster both of those rooms. And some level of agreement from Edward Canavan or Edward C. Anavan. This is the fun of doing this. I'm going to go with Edward Canavan. Despite some injuries on the defensive line, Payne and Newton have stepped up their game. This takes some pressure off of the linebackers and Luvu's production and assignment as the field on-field game manager has arrived. Pressure on the secondary has become manageable. They are serviceable. D is not elite, but they're pretty good. Stay the course. So Luvu's been more productive as of late, continued to find his role, doing a good job as a pass rusher. Payne and Newton have been playing better. They played well off each other last week, but I think each and every game they're going to have to figure out, okay, is Big Phil the guy that we need to play some more snaps here? Is it Newton? Someone besides Payne? Obviously, Deron is Deron. And like, I'm not saying this is because John Allen is gone. Some of this probably could have and would have happened with John, and it was trending this direction. But the D-line has played better without John Allen. So some people are pro that category. Just stay the course. Stephen P. says, I'd love to stay where we are and our offense should keep us in games, but I don't trust the secondary nor our ability to stop any run to the outside. People can't hate hearing it Jeez, man. Some of y'all need to type better. People can't hate hearing it all day. People can hate hearing it all day is what he meant, Anthony. I had to read it a third time to translate. Sorry. Not the best radio. People can hate hearing it all day, but Washington hasn't beaten anybody. You can't sleep on the Vikings. That wide receiver squad is crazy. They can definitely come out of that division. To which NWTTP responded, and I thought this was a good response. There are like four anybodies. We had a chance versus Baltimore, and there were some whack calls. There were. Baltimore also clearly outplayed. But that's kind of a thing that I think is real this year. There's just not a lot of prime contenders, to use our own terminology, Anthony. And so I think that has to affect the way you're thinking a little bit. Because also think about some of the teams that are contenders, right? The Vikings are doing this with Sam Darnold. What does that mean for their future? JJ McCarthy got hurt and is going to miss the year. And obviously people do know, and it still comes up far too often in these very comments, I'm a big fan of JJ McCarthy. That hasn't changed. Clearly the Washington Commanders made the right pick in taking Jaden Daniels. And by the time draft day came around, I was kind of there saying like, look, I like both these guys. And depending on the situation, I might like McCarthy better. And we'll never know how right that is until 5 years from now, assuming that McCarthy gets healthy and starts playing. But for here, with this staff, with what they wanted, very clearly Daniels was the right pick far and away. And so with that said, what is Minnesota's path moving forward? Again, I like McCarthy a lot, and I think he's a great fit for O'Connell's system, but we don't know that. He could bust. I'm not arrogant enough to think that I'm the draft god guru and should have been the G or should be a GM somewhere. I'm going to get stuff wrong. And maybe I'm wrong on him, and maybe they're wrong on him. And if they are, well, Minnesota's not a long-term contender in the NFC. Like, the Lions are starting to have to pay people. What does that look like over the course of years? The Niners are clearly having a down year. What happens to the Rams post-Stafford? And so you definitely want to be positioning yourself in the NFC to be a team in the next couple of years where the NFC continues to be down. But I think the question that I really have, Anthony, for this trade deadline is how much long-term positioning, nevertheless short-term positioning, can you do right now? And that's where you talk about whether it's pass rush, corner, wide receiver. I'm not interested in rentals unless I'm giving up seventh round picks, maybe a conditional sixth. Hey, if we win a playoff game, yeah, we'll make it a sixth. But I'm interested in adding pieces for the long term right now. And I think that is something that typically you're not thinking about as much at the trade deadline. If you're a buyer, you're thinking just what is it about this year? But I'm looking to add guys that have multiple years left on their contract that I think are good fits in my locker room and in my schemes that are going to help me win this year, next year, and maybe even the year after that.
Yeah, but I feel as though I feel like one of the callers earlier, he said we need an Adam Peters guy. I don't think you can really know that unless you, you know, get that guy here and things of along those lines. Like,
I mean, you're not going to know for sure, yeah. But at the same time, like, did you know for sure that Jaden Daniels and Mike Sainer still and Brandon Coleman, all those guys? Because guess what? Adam Peters scouted for the 49ers before he got here. Like, he's talked any player that's playing in the NFL right now, Adam Peters has scouted. And maybe he didn't scout them as the general manager of the Washington Commanders, but he has a sense of who these guys are, and they have tape to watch how they play. Like, if you turn on Deontay Johnson's tape, you're going to see some routes that are not up to what the Commanders want in terms of urgency and all that kind of stuff. Clearly, when you watch Noah Brown's tape in Houston, one of the things that stood out was like, okay, he's not the best route runner ever. They had other guys they liked for whatever reason, but that dude played hard as hell. Yep. And so if they can go do it with Noah Brown on much more limited tape, I tend to think they can probably do it, and they have files on these guys, you know, and not just Adam, but Lance Newmark and all their scouts. Like, every single player that's playing on another team, this team also scouted. And they have, they're not the same. Guys grow up and they maybe become a little more diva-ish, or they get some money and they don't care. Like, I'm not saying what they were as rookies is 100% gospel, but to pretend like, oh, how could we know if it's an Adam Peters guy because he plays for another team is an insult to how good Adam Peters is at his job.
Yeah. I mean, I would just, you know, curious, just because we are taking a chance when we do try to, you know, lock these guys in for long-term deals, if that is what, you know, our desire is going to be, if we're that aggressive at the deadline kind of thing.
Yeah, I think you definitely need to feel really, really good about the, like, you need to feel good about the character.
Yeah.
But, like, look at their trade history in San Francisco. And this is what I thought was actually really interesting is, like, Christian McCaffrey was everything they wanted.
Yep.
Jimmy Garoppolo was everything they wanted. In terms of the character side of it. They also did trade for Chase Young last year. And I think they maybe did that knowing that, oh, Chase and Nick Bosa are boys going back to Ohio State. Maybe, you know, the fact that coming into that room would get a better side of Chase out. Mm-hmm. Also, they knew he would be playing for a contract because they were like, you know, we're not extending you. Like, you're coming up on the end of your deal. So maybe they thought they could get a better version of Chase Young. And because they were a Super Bowl team, then they were willing to take that on a very short-term risk. The like, if Chase Young had been a cancer in their locker room after 2 weeks, they could have just cut him and been like, well, dang, that was a waste of a third-round pick, but it was worth the upside. Theoretically, right?
Yeah.
That's not that kind of trade I'm not interested in.
Nah.
I'm not interested in bringing in chances. I'm interested in everything in football is to a level of chance, but I'm interested in the guy who Adam Peters would have drafted 4 years ago that now just signed his rookie extension or signed it last year that no longer fits the timeline or the cap sheet of a team that would otherwise keep him. Or maybe they change coordinators and this guy doesn't fit the scheme and now he seems like he's overpaid, but he fits exactly what they know here and they do here, and that guy is going to come in. And the problem is, like, some of these guys are hurt, and that's the killer, right? Is if you look at the defensive end spot, okay, there's a couple of guys, and maybe it's Za'Darius Smith, and he's more of a short-term rental, but, like, maybe worth it. Because also, he's a vet who has been around, played on winning teams. Like, he can make... to borrow a term from Will Dawkins and the Wizards, he can make cultural deposits. And whether you bring him back next year or not is something you can figure out. But he's a guy that's not going to hurt your room and is going to help you. And, you know, maybe a guy like Javonte Jean-Baptiste becomes a better player long-term for being around Za'Darius Smith. Like, that's a possibility, right? But a guy like T. Higgins, like, he plays really, really hard. And he's got a physicality and a intensity to him that I think fits here. I don't know T on a human level. Adam Peters obviously scouted him. And so did Lance and all these other guys. So I'm sure that Bobby Engram, the receivers coach, scouted him however many years ago coming out of Clemson. But if they liked him and they know they got to pay him, like, I'm okay with paying him. Another guy that I would have loved here because he plays really hard and he knows Cliff, but he just got hurt this past weekend, broken collarbone, out for the year. Christian Kirk. Like, give me Christian Kirk. Mm-hmm. That dude plays really hard. He's very talented. He's dangerous with the ball in his hands. You have to game plan for him, but he's not available. Denzel Ward, cornerback, Cleveland. He just got a sixth concussion. I don't know that I want to trade for a guy sixth concussion. Because I don't know how much he's going to help me this year, and I don't know if he's going to want to play football long term. And he should seriously think about not playing football long term. And so I think that that's kind of the problem right now is some of these discussions are really easy on the conceptual side. The more I dig into the actual names and the more names that come off the list, that's where this gets difficult. Like, I don't know if you have any other names that you're kind of, you're interested in, Anthony, but like Max Crosby. Yeah. Plays his face off. Perfect commander. Not available. The Raiders have, and he have said, like, we're not, he doesn't want to be traded. They're going to respect that. They're not trading him. So I don't know who the players are at this point. That's kind of the problem.
Yeah, I don't have any other names, to be honest. The Browns, that was the team that came to mind. Deontay Johnson was floated up in the air, of course, but he's gone. It's more so like we're running out of options for, you know, high impact guys. Like there are players available. It's just we want some, you know, people that's going to change, that can possibly change our trajectory kind of thing. And we don't necessarily have those available. So if we don't have it, then I guess we just stand pat and, you know.
I mean, the good news is if you stand pat, this is a team that's roster has gotten you to 6-2. Here's some of the, like, think of how different this is compared to some of the names that were being bantied about a few years ago. I'm on CBS's NFL trade deadline, ranking the five most obvious deals contenders should make over the next week. They've got the Steelers adding a wide receiver. The names, Devin Duvernay, who, by the way, is currently on IR after he hurt his hamstring 3 weeks ago. Mike Williams from the Jets. I don't think either of those guys are super duper interesting on that front. I love that they say Cowboys running back, like the Cowboys are a contender. You know, Houston, they have as a wide receiver. Could they go get Adam Thielen, who hasn't played since like week two?
Like, or Jacoby Myers from the Raiders.
Maybe. I don't know. Is Jacoby Myers like a, like how much better is Jacoby Myers than Noah Brown?
Not much. He's very consistent.
Yeah, I'm not saying Jacoby Myers isn't a good player, but like you have to get guys that can come in and not miss a beat. And that's why like a guy like Kirk is really intriguing because he has played in the system before. You know, they've got the Lions getting an edge rusher to replace to replace Aiden Hutchinson. Za'Darius Smith is the name that comes up. Like, Za'Darius Smith is probably instantly the Commander's best pure pass rusher, and he's a good player against the run, all that kind of stuff. But I don't know, like, how quickly can you get him to come in? You know, Jadeveon Clowney for the Carolina.
Yeah.
He's an interesting name.
Could you go
in the division, Azeez Ojulari? Could you peel Trey Hendrickson away from Cincinnati? That I'm interested in. I'd give up something for Trey Hendrickson. Who else is on this list? I mean, Khalil Mack is with the Chargers. The Chargers are good. They're not trading him. You know, they've got in this list, Jonathan Cooper, edge rusher, Denver Broncos. Yeah. You wonder who's going to keep Jonathan Cooper? The Denver Broncos. They're good. So, you know, I just don't think that there is a lot of, there's not as many guys as a couple of weeks ago, because I think some of the guys who were potentially on the trade block got hurt, and that might hurt Adam Peters' ability to actually pull something off. But then again, we could be 1 week from a bunch of teams just being like, we're out of it, and let's punt on the season.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
All right. Good stuff on that. All right. Time for the fun stuff, Anthony.
Does this mean Bear stuff?
I actually have something even before that.
Oh, okay.
The other big commented on segment that we did this week was Big Tony's call.
Oh my gosh.
Anthony, do you know what the title that we put up on YouTube for that segment was?
What is Big Tony talking about?
That would have been good. No, I said, is this the dumbest sports radio call ever? For those that missed it, Big Tony, frequent caller, a longtime listener to the station. Big Tony, salute to you, sir. You made absolutely no sense when you called in and tried to explain that the Bears should have run the ball more to try to shorten a game in which they had not scored for the majority of. Because when you're down, you need more time, more possessions, not less. And Farbod21 says, this is why I'm not a fan of radio calls. I get they are part of the deal, but most of them are just so bad. We try to make them not bad on the show. JB-if4DE says, bro, start screening your calls, please. Anthony, that does lead me to ask, what exactly did Tony say that he was going to say? Because we do screen our calls. Anthony's very good at screening our calls. Sometimes people tell Anthony one thing, get on the radio, and do something completely different. What did Big Tony tell you that he was going to do?
I think he said he was going to praise the defense, praise the offense, and that he can't wait until 2 weeks where the Steelers play the Commanders. And then he went haywire and started talking about the run game isn't this and the pass defense isn't that and the Bears. Yeah, I don't know. Some guys aren't coachable. I don't think Big Tony's one of those guys. And Doc Walker has warned me. He has warned me, but for some reason, he was able to sneak on.
He went rogue yeah, on Anthony. Keenegg 2406. Is this dude Big Tony Druck? WTF is he talking about? Justin Check. Well, listen to hit. Nope, I got nothing. This is really, really dumb. Nothing but the blues. I was literally just typing, Tony is dumber than a box of rocks when you made the exact same comment. Last but not least, Mr. Swervon. Yo, my head hurts from this call. He really thought he was saying something. Then the statement, dude was thinking about mumbo sauce going to the go-go. What? That was the most open-ended statement. He needed to take a bath, go to sleep, and start his day over.
Wow, that's good advice.
Tony, these are the comments from the internet. I just read them.
Yeah.
Then there was the Bears fans. Bears fans messed around. They found out. They wanted to become part of the show. So on Monday, we actually did a special edition of Never Read the Comments where we let the Bears fans be a part of the show. And we had a couple Bears fans that still can't help themselves. Whisper Mason 8052. Commanders were in Bears fans chats doing the same. Calm the F down. To which I replied, ha 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 ha, ha. No. Matthew Focheesy, 8740, Bears fan here. I don't know why Bears fans say it anything. We were not there yet. O-line is trash, so I'm here to apologize, but I'm still happy with Caleb. And I said, cheers to you, Matthew. You should be happy with Caleb. He's going to be really good. Your offense is terrible right now. You should hate your offensive coordinator. Spend your energy based off of that. Who added to Craig Hoffman for president? Okay, just kidding. Jaden Daniels for president. and then there was a lot of things. There was some stuff on like specific things. Jay for Junior says it's cakewalk, not catwalk, which was a line because one of the dumb Bears fans said catwalk instead of cakewalk. Wow. He just goes, nasty work. And a lot of laughing, crying emojis. And Dave says it was the funniest part of this video. So, Santi Golder, keep your eyes on your own paper was diabolical. That was very well liked. And then you had a couple like this. Old Prankster 7606 goes, which by the way, the fact that this comment comes from someone called Old Prankster, says, I'm sorry, but this is all juvenile. And I just responded saying mission accomplished. and then last but not least, there was a lot of comments like this. Vindicated and petty Craig Hoffman is my absolute favorite Craig Hoffman.
We might need a little bit more than Craig.
I gotta say, Ant, I was talking about this with Rachel earlier today. I was like, if I just leaned into that all the time, would I do better at this? Would I make more money? Would I get a lot of notoriety? Would I get a lot of attention if I was just petty all the time? Because here's the thing, especially to wrap up Never Read the Comments, a segment where Petty Craig comes out far more often than any segment on the radio show. Y'all don't like petty me nearly as much when I'm not on your team. This happened to be one where the Bears fans were out of pocket, and so they got what they got. But when I turn my pettiness towards Commanders fans, because sometimes y'all also get out of pocket, you don't like it as much. But if I were to just throw away all my integrity and just lean into the pettiness, but always take the side of the Commanders fans, Anthony, where could we go with the show? Is that how Stephen A. did it? Is that why he makes $15 gazillion a year?
Possibly.
He is petty.
Possibly. Sometimes you're just telling the truth, though, you know?
I mean, that's what I try to do. Yeah. I'm just trying to tell the truth. Sometimes it's convenient. Sometimes it's not. I'm just saying, if you made it this far, y'all tell me what you think about that. It's the Hoffman Show. That's Never Read the Comments. We do it 5:30 every single Thursday here on the Team 980. At 6 o'clock every Thursday, we give you the six biggest Commander storylines of the day. We call it our Pick Six, and it's next here on the Team 980.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.